This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So all you need to do now is just call in and air it out. Get it off your chest. Ready? 877-975-9825. And good morning, Joe. What's bugging you? I thought I heard him. Joe, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm down in a bad area. Hey, are these so-called Democrats that are on the board for this leak that got out on with the secret?
Yeah, with the signal
anyway,
thing?
Wasn't there a guy named Swalwell?
Yeah, he's cutting out. I think he's making reference to Congressman Eric Swalwell, who got himself involved with a known Chinese spy, Fang Fang, mm-hmm. and even her girlfriend helped him out, quote unquote, at the office. So who knows what kind of damage was done, any kind of, you know, national secrets or anything else. And then the FBI alerted Swalwell about the fact that she's a Chinese spy. Instead of grabbing her, talking to her, any of that, next thing you know, she flees the country. Yeah. And he was part of the Intel committee, and he still continues to mouth off.
Which is amazing. These people can even show themselves in public.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I got to make an unplanned pit stop at my biggest discount liquor store to get ahead of the damn tariffs on scotch. My God, why would you put a tariff on something that's not made in the U.S.? Scotch is scotch. I mean, if it's, you know, there's no equivalent made in the United States, and I don't drink bourbon. So that's what's bugging me.
We're going to bring back prohibition. Then you're really going to be upset.
Wow.
Yeah, ooh. I don't know what to tell you. Hang in there. Load up. Yep. I don't know.
Well, you are getting tariffs on the stuff that's coming here because they're putting tariffs on our whiskey going there. So it's the tariff is the other way around on that one, Phil.
And stock up. Hopefully weather the storm, and then things will smooth out. I really feel like they will.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
So online says a million illegals came by air. 757 holds 300 people. That's 3,000 planes. Let's just say the fact's kind of weird. Let's say 10% of that 300 planes came in full of illegals. One plane tries to leave full of illegals. Doesn't even matter if they're criminals. No. Bring that plane back.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
wrong. What
here.
A great, great point. Well, we know.
It's crazy.
The Biden administration, it wasn't an accident. The border thing didn't have, it wasn't a leak. It wasn't like a dam, and all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, there's nothing you can do. Here flows the water. Here flows the illegals. No, it was done on purpose. And, when Trump tries to make it right, mm-hmm. you've got a weirdo judge trying to get in the way. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. That prior caller better buy his bottle of Glenfiddich before the terrorists. But what's bugging me, I've been giving a lot of thought to this whole Goldberg signal gate thing. And the more I think about it, the more it seems like a setup, almost like January 6th, where Nancy Pelosi just didn't entertain the request for National Guard troops. So I wish they would go back to see who created the invitee guest list and find out if it was an error adding Goldberg or if it was intentional. But I think it's a bunch of to-do about nothing. Thanks, guys.
I think the key to it very possibly could be two words. Alex Wong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't want to perpetuate what is just still a rumor, but he's a deputy secretary under Mike Walz and Waltz. And he, has connections. And politically, his wife was a United States attorney. And she was part of the going after the J6ers. So I don't know if you want to use strong language like spy, mole, plant.
Even if you go instigator, you go, you know, soften it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just still trying to stir the pot, they're being effective at it right now.
Yeah, they are.
Distraction technique. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And that's bugging me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we look. The mistake was made. Acknowledge yes. that sensitive information was shared with somebody who shouldn't have been on that chat line. Okay, acknowledge that, and then you move on, and you put in place. Okay, what can we do to prevent this from occurring again? Maybe you're going to have like three senior people, however you want to delegate
yes.
that, on whoever's the three senior people on any chat. Are the ones that are going to have to be given a list of everyone that's on the chat, mm-hmm. and it has to be checked for accuracy.
If nothing else, it could possibly explain, because of connections under the Obama administration, why someone even had his number.
Yeah. Just maybe saying. His wife passed it to him.
I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
All right, but yeah, let's not get ahead of the rumor thing. Doge digs in. That's coming up. And also, Ukraine considers a new mineral deal with the U.S. Details on all of that and more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.